you reached the right place, a destination called Soul. It's the BRONX. You know what's next. It's a bowl of soul, a mixed stew of soul music. And this month, we celebrate April as Jazz Appreciation Month here on A Bowl of Soul.
This is your man, Jay Mose, and y'all listening to soul music at its best. A bowl of soul, a mixed stew of soul music. Ah.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
And this is A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music. This is Professor T. Love just coming back at you. Here once again, giving you some groove, some soul grooves to groove to. This is April is Jazz Music Appreciation Month, and we celebrate jazz music here on A Bowl of Soul. And I had to bring you something funky from the legendary Mr. Ray Bryant. In 1968, he put out this single, Up Above the Rock, and the musicians that were on this album was Mr. Ray Bryant himself, who is a pianist, bassist, Mr. Ron Carter, on drums was Mr. Grady Tate, on flugelhorn and trumpet, Mr. Danny Moore, Dobie Hicks, and Snooky Young, giving you some something to groove to. And I always thought this single was a funky single. This song was released on the Cadet Chess record label. It was released as a 45 in 1968. And coming up next, we got to give you some Philly groove. And as you know, MFSB is responsible for a lot of the Philly groove sounds that you've heard on numerous records but they also were very excellent at playing jazz. And I always feel that if you learn jazz, you can play funk, you can play blues, you can play gospel, because, you know, jazz is an original American music art form. Here on A Bowl of Soul, we're playing MFSB featuring the 3 Degrees on Love Has No Time or Place, here on A Bowl of Soul.
Yeah.
to you here on A Bowl of Soul from MFSB from 1975. Love has no time or place. And you know, MFSB was a pool of more than 30 studio musicians based at Philadelphia's famed Sigma Sound Studios. They worked closely with the production team of Gamblin' Huff and producer-arranger Tom Bell. Tom Bell wrote for the Stylistics and the Delphonics and backed up such groups as Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes, the OJs, the Stylistics, the Spinners, which was produced by Tom Bell, Wilson Pickett, and Billy Paul. And as you know, in 1972, they recorded The Sound of Philadelphia, TSOP, which was later known as the Soul Train theme. And that song sold over 1 million copies in 1974 and was awarded the Gold Disc by the Record Industry Association of America in April of 1974. And some of the past members of MFSB, many who are now deceased, Carl Chambers, who is now deceased, Earl Young is still alive, Frederick Joyner, Norman Harris, he's deceased, Roland Chambers, Bobby Eli, he's still alive, T.J. Tindall, who is deceased, Winnie Wilford, Ronnie Baker, who is also deceased, Vincent Montana, the great vibraphonist, also he established South Soul Records and the South Soul Orchestra, Larry Washington, who is now deceased, Harold Ivory Williams, who is deceased, and the legendary creators of Philadelphia International Records, Leon Huff and Tom Bell, and also one of Motown's bassists also played for MFSB, the legendary Mr. Bob Babbitt, who is also deceased, and Leon Zach Zachary, who is also deceased as well. This band is responsible for establishing the Philly soul sound. Coming up next, we're going to bring you something. We're going to go back R&B style from a song that was written by Stevie Wonder and Syreeta Wright, who Syreeta Wright was Stevie Wonder's wife at one time. What you can tell, you can hear the influence of Stevie Wonder doing the instruments on this song from Miss Syreeta Wright, talking about I'm Going Left. This song was also recorded by Eric Clapton. This is A Bowl of Soul.
Hi, my name is Andy Stokes, and you're listening to A Bowl of Soul, a mixture of soul music.
Yeah.
some R&B from Miss Syreeta Wright, I'm Going Left, which was written by her and Stevie Wonder. Syreeta Wright was also the co-writer for a very popular hit for the Spinners called It's a Shame. And you know, she continued on collaborating with Stevie Wonder, and she also sang background for Stevie Wonder on his hit Signed, Sealed, Delivered, I'm Yours, which Syreeta Wright also co-wrote with Stevie Wonder. And you know, Stevie Wonder did make an exit from Motown in 1971, and I believe he made that exit because he wanted more creative control over his music. And he and Syreeta Wright, as a married couple, they relocated to New York, and she helped Stevie Wonder work on his two independent albums. We celebrate the late, great Miss Syreeta Wright, who also sang with Billy Preston on the song With You, I Am Born Again. You know, Syreeta Wright died in 2004 from congestive heart failure, and it was a side effect of chemotherapy and radiation that she was receiving for breast and bone cancer. But we celebrate Miss Syreeta Wright here on A Bowl of Soul. Coming up next, we're going to give you some funk from an underrated funk, R&B funk band that was based out of New York City, the Fatback Band. They had this underground hit, and I say it's an underground hit because it's still being played to this day. This single came out in 1984, and who knew that it was going to get legs and still be a party favorite? I Found Lovin' here on A Bowl of Soul.
This is Jonathan Winstead, and you're listening to A Bowl of Soul. A mixed stool of soul music, yeah. We'll be right back.
playing at Club Classic. I Found Lovin' from the Fatback Band 1984, giving you some funk and soul from this great legendary funk group. And if you want to know more about the Fatback Band, you can just go to their website, www.fatbackband.com. Coming up next, we're going to play you listen, I was taken aback when I heard this version of Earth, Wind & Fire's Can't Hide Love. And guess from whom? Jazz singer. She used to be on The Gong Show, and as you know, Mr. Chuck Barris, who created The Gong Show in the 70s, he had passed away. And he always had this one lady on the show. I never really knew who she was until I saw some old clips of shows from the 60s. This lady is a singer. She was a singer in the vein of Doris Day. Okay, in fact, she came out around the time of Doris Day. Miss J.P. Morgan, who also sings jazz, cabaret. Check this out. Listen to Miss J.P. Morgan's version, her jazz version of You Can't Hide Love. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
Can't hide love, can't hide love.
Now you can't tell me that's not hot. This is from a 1950s pop and jazz singer, Miss J.P. Morgan, doing her soul funk jazz album. This album was produced by David Foster, by the way. You know, David Foster has, you know, he has a funk bone in him too, you know. And, you know, you had one of the guys from Toto, I believe, he was on this album as well. But this album was arranged by David Foster. He had David Hungate playing bass, Armand Karproff playing cello, Raymond Kelly, Ed Green playing drums, Lee Ritenour, Ray Parker Jr. also played on this album. You also had guitar and synthesizer by Jay Graydon. You know David Foster, he plays keyboards as well. This was a real funk album. And I think this is a sleeper. And I definitely slept on it. And this is A Bowl of Soul. And you know what? You need to know why. You need to listen to A Bowl of Soul.
Music from the 50s. A little bit of the 60s. Thrown in with some of the 70s. Mix well with the 80s. Bring to boil with the 90s. And just a touch of the future. That's our recipe for A Bowl of Soul.
All right, giving you some jazz funk from Surface Noise, The Scratch from 1980. Coming up next, we're going to bring you another smoking, hot smoking jazz funk tune from Rodney Franklin. And I'm sure you all have heard this before, called The Groove. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Hi, this is Marion Marie, and you're listening to Worldwide Soul Music on A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music.
giving you some jazz funk from Mr. Rodney Franklin, born September 16, 1958 in Berkeley, California, and he's an American jazz pianist and composer. And, you know, Franklin had worked for, prior to signing up with CBS Records in 1978, he worked with John Handy in San Francisco, as well as Bill Summers and Freddie Hubbard and Marlena Shaw. His debut CBS album was In the Center, 1978, a jazz fusion album featuring On the Path and I Like the Music, Make It Hot. And he was he did this at the age of 20 years old when he recorded the album. And he developed his own sound, which was influenced by McCoy Tyner, George Duke, Chick Corea, and Lonnie Liston Smith. And the single of what you just heard was off of the 1980 album called You'll Never Know. And he saw major chart success. I remember hearing this song a lot, The Groove. And it reached number 7 in the UK singles chart. And this song is still played to this day. So if you listen to a lot of smooth jazz stations, you're guaranteed to hear Mr. Rodney Franklin's The Groove. And this is A Bowl of Soul. And coming up next, we're going to bring you the legendary Mr. Ronnie Laws with his single called Friends and Strangers. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul. Thank you.
giving you some funk, some jazz funk from the legendary Mr. Hubert Laws. And you know, he comes from a family of musicians and singers. He also is the older brother of Deborah Laws, of which you know that famous R&B single, All My Love, is very special. He wrote that song as well with his sister Deborah Laws. And he is the younger brother of the flutist, Mr. Hubert Laws, who used to play in the 60s with Mr. Mongo Santamaria. If you get the Watermelon Man album, Hubert Laws plays flute on that album as well. And you know, Ronnie Laws recorded with numerous other artists like Arthur Adams, Howard Hewitt, Brian Culbertson, Ramsey Lewis, Jeff Lorber, Hugh Masekela, Alphonse Muzon, who he passed away recently, David C. and Sister Sledge. And he also, he is responsible for a very underground classic jazz funk hit, Always There, which has been done by numerous people. And this is A Bowl of Soul, and we're going to bring you some jazz from the legendary Mr. Bob James. And I'm sure you've heard this single on many hip-hop records. And this is A Bowl of Soul, and we are celebrating April is Jazz Music Appreciation Month.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
giving you classic jazz, funk jazz, jazz fusion from Mr. Bob James. This single called Nautilus, and as you know, Bob James has a lot of hip-hop records got their beats from Mr. Bob James. Another song that Mr. Bob James had that was sampled heavily in hip-hop was the Mardi Gras, Take Me to the Mardi Gras, which you hear the bells in there. We used to call it the bell song, but his single Nautilus was sampled by Eric B. and Rakim, Run DMC, Ghostface Killah, Soul of Soul, J. Rue the Damager, Freddie Gibbs, you name it, everybody has sampled Bob James' music. But you know, Bob James is an accomplished pianist. He had been playing piano since he was 4 years old, but he was born on December 25th, 1939, and he is an American Grammy Award-winning jazz keyboardist, arranger, and record producer. And he also founded the group 4Play, and he wrote the theme for the TV show Taxi. And, you know, Bob James was discovered by Quincy Jones. He attended the University of Michigan, and he began his journey towards receiving his bachelor's and his master's degree in music. But during the first semester of his sophomore year, James transferred to Berklee College of Music in Boston, Massachusetts. And he basically got together, and well, actually, he was discovered by Quincy Jones because they entered a competition. He entered the Notre Dame Collegiate Jazz Festival, where the judges included Henry Mancini and Quincy Jones. And Bob James' band won the competition. Quincy Jones signed Bob James to an album deal with Mercury Records. Bob James' first album was Bold Conceptions in 1963. That was produced by Quincy Jones. And this is A Bowl of Soul, and I hope that you enjoyed April. We're celebrating. April is Jazz Music Appreciation Month, and we hope that you enjoyed listening, because this entire month we are going to celebrate the music, the genre of jazz, which is a pure American art form. And you know, jazz is a pure American art form because it was established, you know, it has a rich history, you know, especially it has its traces in ragtime, bebop, the blues. These are all different forms of jazz that have developed into a wide range of music we can hear today. But back in the 1800s in the American South, where jazz originated from slave plantations, when the working slaves would try to break up the boredom of their day by singing and playing instruments, and the combination of the violin, European instruments as well, to incorporate with that. Some of the great jazz artists include Frank Sinatra, Ella Fitzgerald, Sarah Vaughan, Carmen McRae, Bessie Smith. Okay, so definitely we're celebrating. April is Jazz Music Appreciation Month. You may catch up with A Bowl of Soul here on the Progressive Radio Network. Make sure you go to www.prn.fm at 6 p.m. and listen to A Bowl of Soul. You can catch up with A Bowl of Soul in the archives as well on the prn.fm site. A Bowl of Soul is also on iHeartRadio. Just look for A Bowl of Soul. I want to shout out and give some love to the listeners on iHeartRadio. Also, you can catch up with A Bowl of Soul on abowlofsoul.libsyn.com. And also, A Bowl of Soul is coming back to Live 365. Stay tuned for that. We're going to get it ready for you. If you want to catch up with A Bowl of Soul, follow me on Facebook, A Bowl of Soul, a mix stew of soul music. You can also catch up with A Bowl of Soul by emailing me at abowlofsoul@gmail.com and follow me on Twitter at A Bowl of Soul. I hope that you enjoy your Friday, that you enjoy the weekend. Love people as you love yourself, please. Show peace and love. Show tranquility, because people will respond to you when you have peace and love in your heart. This is Professor T. Love, and you're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.